Customs and Border Protection has been mandated to hire 5,000 employees, with the emphasis on Border Patrol agents. And although there's been a year-over-year increase of 21% in the number of officers, those figures aren't taking into account attrition and net losses. The agency also isn't receiving as many attractive applications as it would like, and budgeting is a concern, too. With me to talk about this is Eric Katz, Senior Correspondent for Government Executive. Eric, help me figure out these numbers, because it seems that CBP should have enough applicants to fill the openings. How come it appears they're actually losing ground?
Well, the problem is that they're losing employees faster than they can hire on new ones. So their attrition rate remains pretty high. They've made some progress, like you mentioned, in getting applicants in and getting those people that do apply through the hiring processes, they actually are onboarded. They had a 14% increase in the number of new employees that they brought on in 2017 compared to, or in fiscal 2017 compared to fiscal 2016. But that still wasn't able to keep pace with the number of employees who left because they retired or they moved on to some other job. You know, some of these jobs are in really remote places in difficult circumstances, and the turnover rate has just been really high, and they haven't been able to find a good way to keep that down.
Now, what sort of hiring standards are we talking about? Because we've looked at the polygraph testing. Are there other obstacles to getting what they deem are qualified applicants?
Well, the polygraph's definitely a big one. Earlier this year, CBP said that only one in four applicants were even passing the polygraph test. We've been working on getting that a little bit better. They've been trying to make the test a little easier for applicants. They say they're not lowering standards, but they're just trying to make it a little faster and easier for the applicants to get through. There's also a physical portion of the application process where they have to sort of pass a physical test to make sure that they're able to endure the rigors of being at the border day in, day out. You know, just the regular sort of screening that goes through background checks and all that sort of thing. And it is fairly intensive. I mean, they've had problems in the past with getting bad employees in who were, you know, found guilty of corruption or activities along those lines, and they're really trying to weed those people out. And that's what the impetus for the polygraph, and so that's why the process is as difficult as it is.
So with Customs and Border Protection, as far as budget goes, has that been an obstacle, or could that be going forward in terms of having enough money to hire the employees they're trying to get?
It definitely could be an obstacle. It's sort of in limbo at the moment. We don't know what Congress is going to allocate. They, like all agencies, are operating on an autopilot sort of basis right now, where they're just sort of on the same spending levels that they had for the last fiscal year is carrying over into the current fiscal year, and they're waiting for Congress to set the full appropriations. President Trump and the agency have asked for infusion of spending to bolster their calls for new agents. They want to hire 500 new agents at CBP this year and eventually 5,000. It seems as if Congress is going to go along with that, but there's still some back and forth on it. The other part of Trump's ask for interior enforcement at Immigration and Customs Enforcement is the more controversial part of that. Democrats don't want to see what they call a deportation force implemented, but the border security portion of it is a little bit less controversial.
Do you know if Border Patrol or CBP overall has been trying to attract certain kinds of employees, certain kinds of applicants? Have they doubled down on certain things that they're trying to make it clear that, hey, there are openings out here, you know, give it a try?
What I can tell you is that they're trying to invest in their recruiting. They're trying to hold more events in areas that are hard to fill. They've offered bonuses, basically a signing bonus, and then also retention bonuses for employees in Arizona, for example. That's one area where they're really trying to ramp up their staffing. And they're investing in the support staff that helps them onboard more people. So think of human resources that can help with the recruiting and staffing, recruiting events, and that sort of thing. And those events they've been holding more and more of those to try to get more people on board.
Eric Katz is a senior correspondent for Government Executive.